What's so great about?
And welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that is willing to become Eleanor Sloan's number one plumber in order to find out what makes a particular topic so great. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, Andy, that little line I threw in there,
yeah, what was that?
It was a vague and oblique reference to the fact that we're covering
the
sixth movie in the Mission Impossible series, 2018's Mission Impossible Fallout, directed by Christopher McQuarrie and starring our man, Ving Rhames.
Special guest appearance by Tom Cruise himself. Remember him?
Yeah. Oh, what a guy. How have you been?
Very well. I mean, can I just talk about the Klopp thing for a second?
Yes. Now, can I just talk, before you start?
Yeah.
Can I just say?
Please.
We can't do this for the rest of the year. Not you. I mean, as a collective we.
Like the
every
morning.
Game cannot be a fucking 10 rifle salute to Jurgen Klopp, okay? We can't do it.
Do you know what? I agree with you. And I think he would also agree with you.
He said it.
Because I remember when Gerrard announced that he was leaving. I remember even myself getting a little bit, like it was really the long goodbye.
Mm. And he fucked it.
And the 6-1 against Stoke in, the, in the his last game.
The slip more than anything was the...
Oh, yeah. But yeah, the Klopp one, you know, it was like... Because anybody on Twitter, you can be duped a lot by like...
Yeah.
You know, in Sky, it's like slow sports news, but it's got the official Sky logo and people buy it. And I first seen it, I was like, please. And I was like, hang on. And I was literally looking, LIVER. I was looking like, it says Liverpool FC.
Live Score is your friend. Whenever I get an alert from Live Score, I'm like, that's the real deal.
And I was just like, I was just like, and literally there was someone coming in for a recording in here, like, I was literally just browsing very quick, and then I heard them coming in. I was like, "Oh!" And then I was like, "Just seeing the news," and I'd be like, "Hi, how are you?" And my head's gone like, "I was like, it can't be."
Whoa, all distorted. Yeah. Alone.
And I was just like, you know what? I kind of, it's a weird feeling because a part of me wants
the blue.
And a part of me wants to be like, if this was any other club, I'd be like, all right, shut up. Like, cop on, will you? Like, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Big baby.
Let's not go crazy. But, like, I can't shake it. Because it's kind of like, it's the best, whatever, 8.5 years he's been in the club.
But it's Rafa like, behind him. And, like,
yeah,
he has a connection with the Liverpool fans, but it's different.
It is different.
It's because, like, with Rafa, you were always, like, plucky underdog.
Yeah.
You know, you were like, you won the Champions League. Which was crazy. You know, that should never have happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rest of the time, you're like floating around the UEFA Cup or, you know, whatever. Your third is your ceiling.
Yeah.
And like with Klopp, it's like, well, it's first or second most years.
Yeah.
And you're in the Champions League quarterfinals minimum. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I just think...
Except for this year.
But you know what? I'm hoping, selfishly, that maybe now that I've got a Liverpool thing on YouTube... Or just in general, online, I'm going to shill myself for Europa League final tickets. Yeah, if I can't buy them.
It's in Dublin, right?
Yeah.
Bring me.
Potential to be his last game.
Bring me.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what we could do beforehand?
Yeah?
We could do a show.
A podcast?
A live podcast beforehand and, like, go off to the game.
Oh, I'm not doing a live... I'd love to do a live podcast, but not on Europa League final day, Terry. That's crazy.
We do a show before we go to the match.
Do you want a 6 p.m.? No one's going... They're all going to want to go to the match, too.
Yeah, but they come to a pub
you
beforehand.
You haven't thought this through,
they come to
Terry.
A pub beforehand.
Okay, you've already invited yourself into tickets that I don't have, yeah. And now we're doing a live show on top of it. This is all happening really fast. Yeah,
just run with it. Just be the Ethan Hunt and be like... I can do this.
I'll figure it out.
I can do this, yeah. What do we got here? Speed? This is power. Okay, great.
But that could potentially be his last game. So, yeah, I'm really hoping to get there. Of course.
Even if you get tickets and they don't make it. We go watch Porto play Sevilla.
Yeah, we go. We'll do it.
Do a live show.
Do, huh?
Do a live show.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah. But I'll take you anyway.
Yeah.
but so yeah, it's been a bit weird. But like,
how did you find watching the match?
The
Norwich game.
The first like 5 minutes, I was just like staring through the TV. Just
doing
like,
the shining face.
Yeah. I didn't expect to see him getting emotional at the crowd and all this. Once the game kind of kicked on, then I was grand. But it was just weird. It's weird. It feels weird. It's this gnawing little feeling I have. Like,
see,
you know,
I've been through it with Fergie.
You liked that with Fergie, were you?
I was. Well, you knew way longer in advance that it was coming. You know, there was like
his age.
And, yeah, yeah, and they were like, they've been touting who's going to be the guy to take over for years. We was like, no, I'm here next year. And then when he said it, we had a while to, you know, decompress. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, it's time, you know. And then, but it was like, whereas this is more of like a bolt from the blue.
Yeah.
Oh, he did get very emotional on his last game, like, or his last home game. They did the Garden. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
Did you get my, yeah, I was going to say. And I then did. Even afterwards, did you have this sort of like,
or I was like, the Moyes thing, I was like, underwhelmed completely. Yeah. And then it was like, I was excited when the new season started. I was like, you know what? Like,
yeah,
and then it's like, wow. Transfer, like, like, it's like, they've signed Marouane Fellaini. It's like, that sums up. It hasn't got any better when it's like, you could have signed them for this much 2 weeks ago and you paid over the odds.
Yeah.
And it was like,
yeah.
I was like, watching like the deadline.
This was the bad time.
Well, like, this is the, like, the hard thing as well in the transfer window at the moment where I'm like, Fabrizio Romano, any Man United news is like, another one gone out on loan. I'm like, great.
Yeah. What happened with the Rashford thing? I just keep hearing about the Rashford situation, but I don't actually know what happened here.
So,
did he miss training or something?
Yeah, so he had Thursday off. They trained Wednesday morning. He flew to Belfast to meet up with like a former youth team friend. So they're in Belfast out Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Grand. He's supposed to be back in training on Friday. And he stayed in Belfast Thursday night, flew back Friday morning, called in sick for training. And then there's like photos of him everywhere, like...
Oh,
and like that
out partying, like,
yeah, and it was
what's
like,
going on? What is actually going on with this club? I mean,
it's taking shape because I can guarantee you next year, none of that shit is gonna fly. They got the guy from City coming in,
who's
already been like, you know what? If you don't want to be here, don't be here. And I'm like,
fucking off.
Yes.
Like, I have never seen a club with so many off the field in one season alone. I can't count.
You know, there's a few that have been like this.
Like, off-the-field incidents?
Yeah, like, Chelsea are always bonkers. Like,
no, but this was like... correct me if I'm wrong, but this was all this season, where it's... You got Rashford... The Rashford thing is the latest
minor
one,
thing.
Right?
Like, that's done now.
Sancho thing.
Yeah, again, that's like minor thing. That's
but these are all
up,
things that...
been blown up, going, yeah.
The... hiring a known paedophile as whatever. Was that this season?
I think that's legacy. It's just come out this season. Like,
when I seen that, I laughed out loud because it was just off the back of some other big thing that had happened.
Well,
it was like Man United apologized for allowing known paedophile. I was like, what is happening with this
the
club?
Chicken, there's the chicken as well. Or it was like they serve raw chicken.
Yeah,
like
Patrice Evra, the chef. I love this game. Fucking psychopath.
What else? The rape allegations of Anthony.
Yeah. Did you hear that thing the other day of the Welsh commentary?
Yeah.
Like, they're saying Anthony is the greatest. And it's like, oh no. Apologies if you've heard that.
I saw it on the Accidental Partridge thing. And he's like, I think I might just stop doing this account now after that. Like, yeah. And then was the Greenwood thing as well.
Yes,
was like,
of course, the big one.
That started it all off. Start your season off with a bang. It's like,
I mean,
they're clowns, and it's gonna be like, it seems already that it's like these professional businessmen that know how to run sports. They're like, what is, like, your man's come in and done a complete audit, and he's like, no,
what the hell,
like,
is going on here?
Like, there's a great article on The Athletic about Murtagh.
Oh yeah,
who's like the in charge of pretty much everything.
No. How good are... Can I ask just as a slight side note? How good are the Athletic's articles?
Brilliant.
Are they? Because oh. I have a subscription and... I'm
on it every day.
Now the football cliches has moved away from it. I don't listen to any Athletic podcasts read any articles.
But I listen to the podcasts. I read the articles every day.
Okay.
And like you can have your like Liverpool tab.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So you just get your Liverpool stuff. So like they do...
Must do that. I don't know why
they do great analysis of like... This is how... there's the Brighton game... I remember reading a great...
Oh, they had the images and they saw... Yeah. He's moved up here, which made space for...
And it was like... They showed like United playing against Brighton and it was like... They pressed really good at the start and it was like, look, there's like kick out of play. And it was like Brighton adapted to this where they split their centre halves really wide and Scott McTominay was getting dragged out of position. I was like, yes, like...
yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I'm so angry, but great job.
Yeah, I really should read it.
Speaking of crazy stories, can we talk about it? Have you got something lined up?
No, I just want to get the texts out again.
No chance. So Vince McMahon has... Yeah,
tell the people... Tell us all what... So Vince somehow wormed his way back on the board after his previous allegations last year.
But he also like was the architect of his own downfall. He wormed his way back onto the board.
Yeah.
And he was always going to do that anyway, but he did it to like broker in this merger with UFC. Endeavor is the parent company, and they've set up this new company called TKO, which is UFC and WWE are in it together.
Yeah,
but doing that is kind of like he has ceded control of pretty much everything. So it was like it's Ari Emanuel who like runs the whole thing,
right?
And he basically has given WWE over to Triple H. Like, as in the running of creative, day-to-day. It's like, Vince is like an executive now. He is out of the day-to-day creative.
Yeah.
He's, what would he say? Like, oh, I won't be in the weeds, he would say.
So like he's a non-executive director sort of
thing.
He's
like sitting at home counting his money. Like he sold like 80 million of his shares or something like that. Like for it's an ungodly amount of money.
Yeah.
So that happened. And then... They had been talking about the allegations that were there like for a while, and it was like he said like that affected the sale, that stopped the sale from going quicker.
Yeah,
we had to do some due diligence, all that. And then the Wall Street Journal has broke the story essentially of like Vince McMahon, I think the charges are like sex trafficking.
Yeah, trafficking.
Yeah, because
sexual abuse.
Yeah. Like basically one of the texts you have the text there.
I've got the texts.
Because one of them was like he was offering up this woman as like payment to Brock Lesnar, offering her up to Brock Lesnar as payment essentially.
Like he got her some bullshit job in the legal department or something, and basically just had her there to like ship out to these like. But like
the texts are like, I can't believe. First of all, I can believe, but also like. It's a joke, right? Like the way these are written.
You would think, like that's what I was saying to you. Like it was like that Always Sunny thing with Charlie and Mac on the stand. It's like, and then you're going to eat our butts. And then I'm going to, just keep going. But okay.
Can you read some out?
Yeah. A disclaimer. This is as grotesque as they come. So skip on about 2 minutes if you don't want to hear it. I'm just going to read the first one, right? So he apparently had a threesome. Which he defecated on a woman's head. I mean, just the idea of Vince's, Okay, I love it. That's you, Janelle. You just can't get enough. You just can't get enough, can you? In the future, it's going to be so bad that you'll demand to be fucked twice a day and not just with blank in a three-way. I guess that was a person's name. Why not let others see the beautiful, voluptuous body and watch
Why
you
not
shake?
Let others see the beautiful, voluptuous body?
And watch you shake uncontrollably while you come.
while you come.
They'll go out of their minds. Then I'll find more friends and we'll tie you up so you're helpless. I'll direct them to have their way any way they want. Who can make you screen? Typo, the loudest. Maybe I'll just line them up and have them squirt in your mouth, your pussy all over your tits and ass all at the same time. You'll be covered in cum and we'll make you eat it all and taste everybody's cum. The next morning you'll be a little sore, but you're still going to want more. After that, fucking over and over. It goes on like this. I mean, that's one of four, and they arguably get worse. And it's just like, if that was any other person, you would just be like, no way. But with Vince, you're like, Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
So like that happened earlier on in the week. Earlier on in the week, they like done a deal with Netflix.
Yeah.
To get like Raw is going to Netflix,
and apparently a lot of the back catalog is going on it. Like the,
I think the WWE for outside the network is, yeah, it's defunct. I think
yeah,
outside the US, like on Netflix from next year, we will get all Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and all the documentaries, all that other stuff.
Great,
that's there. But great. Who knows if Netflix is still going to be going then? Like, you
I swear, if Netflix. If Netflix goes under before this, and it's not like I'm particularly like craving WWE content, but that's something that I would watch, the documentaries and all that sort of stuff. If Netflix finally, there'd be something I'm worth paying this fucking 100 quid a month or whatever it is. If Netflix,
Do you pay the 20?
No, I think it's like 15 or 16.99 or something.
14.99, I think.
Something like that, yeah. But like, if they put up their price, if they go out of business, I'll be furious.
Well, they've signed a, what is it, 50 billion deal for 10 years. So it's 5 billion a year.
WWE? Like they've signed, they're paying WWE that?
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong with that. Maybe it's a lot. Maybe it's 50 million a year and it's 500 million.
I think that.
Yeah, they're probably right.
Yeah.
But, so they did that. And then they had the Royal Rumble on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's a press conference after. And like, nobody normally asks like the tough questions.
Yeah, what did Triple H say?
He's like, look, I'm not going to sit here and give you a bullshit answer. I just want to focus on the positives.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, we had a great week this week. A Netflix deal. You know. Yeah.
He looked older.
Yeah.
In that. Like, compared to what I've seen him.
And he basically kept going on about like, we sold out the, and like people are like, you're tone deaf, like this is your father-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta, and like Cody Rhodes,
I thought he wasn't gonna give me a bullshit answer, like that's the most bullshit,
like what you would say, what's a better, like say Tony Khan,
I seen Cody Rhodes's,
yeah, Cody Rhodes is good because he was good. Like, because he's like kind of genuine, he's like, I only heard about it the same time you did.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if that's true, but he sells it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Triple H just kind of like is arrogant and kind of small.
Triple H has a way.
But also,
yeah,
he must have known about this. And
of course
like
he
other
knew.
Executives are named in the, or mentioned in the lawsuit, not named, but I think he's going to be one of them that like is called that. Fucking Pritchard, Bruce Pritchard.
Oh, yeah?
Has to be like
yeah, because he's his right hand man again, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, like? Fucking Ronda Rousey like tweeted out the next day because she's finished with them, and she was like, Bruce, if Bruce Pritchard is still in WWE, Vince McMahon is still in WWE, he's like, she's like, he was like the conduit for Vince when he was gone, quote unquote, last time. Like, so I think he'll be gone soon. I think they'll all, like, there'll be a big shaking of the tree.
I mean, there should be at this. Like, yeah. It's kind of a barbaric.
It's weird because, like, they're hotter than ever. You know what I mean?
Are
like,
they? And is the product actually good? Like, in your opinion?
Not really.
Has AEW gone to shit as well?
It's not as good as it was. I'll still watch AEW over thingy.
Would you? Okay.
Yeah, just because they're doing something,
it's a bit more grown up.
Yeah, and they're doing different stuff and all.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
It's a bit edgier. Like, there's people I like in WWE that like.
Yeah. Are you doing, watch it. You watch it for them.
Like, but I wouldn't even watch it. Like, I can't watch. I find the like the way it's shot really hard to watch.
It's too quick. Like,
there's like 50 million camera cuts, and you're like, ugh, like, yeah, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster here, and the way it sounds, like the ring and all. I find it hard to get with.
Yeah.
Whereas with AEW, like, they're doing interesting stuff and like,
and you can just enjoy the wrestling for
yeah,
what it
the re-
is.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
The wrestling is just like, oh, like they had a match that was like Dustin Rhodes versus Christian Cage, and it was like I was like, I saw this in 1999, this match.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 25 years ago, and
yeah,
the match
yeah,
was
yeah.
fucking brilliant. It was like just a good old fashioned wrestling match, and like Dustin Rhodes was doing like a sunset flip off the top rope, and the crowd went crazy because
yeah.
he's like a 54 year old guy or whatever. And like Christian Cage is an ultimate heel, and you're like,
yeah.
Well, I shouldn't be like popping for this, but I am because
yeah.
it's good.
Well, that's it. Like, yeah. like it's an instinctual thing a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like, and it. I think WWE gets in its own way. That's the best way I would put their product, is that like they're trying too many things,
yeah.
or I don't know what it is. This quick edit thing, I think they're trying to go with like, that's kind of like the...
You know what else kind of sits
yeah.
bad in my mouth is that like, say, like CM Punk is like gone back there now.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, his first promo was like, I'm home. And I'm like, boo. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, you literally spent 3 years shit talking the place. Yeah. And like, how much of a cancer Vince McMahon is. Yeah. And then you get out there in the front, or like Cody Rhodes, who I think is very genuine. When he was in AEW, he was like talking about how like, this is the alternative. I love this place. I created this place. Yeah. It is, you know, Nirvana for wrestling fans. You can do it. And now, like, again, he's like, I'm back to finish the story. You know, as if like...
So was that bullshit? Because I remember when Cody came to WWE, I remember thinking that was a big like, whoa, because he's like AEW's guy. He built it. And now to switch, I'm like, did he go full heel and be like, fuck you?
No, he's very respectful. Like when he won the
like, did he
Royal
explain
Rumble,
himself?
He just said that, like, oh, it was mutual. We drifted, you know, drifted apart or whatever like that. Like,
I thought people would absolutely kill him for that. Like,
no, they're all kind of, I think they take him back in a heartbeat, to be honest. Like,
Because
it's not like he left on bad terms, but like even when he won the Royal Rumble there at the weekend, he did like the Young Bucks sign.
So he won it, did he?
He won it, yeah. Oh, and like he eliminated Punk. And like then did the Young Bucks sign, and he was like, Punk and the Young Bucks had like a big falling out in AEW.
Okay.
And the fact that like Punk tore his tricep again. So he's gonna be out till like September. WrestleMania for him. I was like, the ironing is delicious.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
That was top-notch preamble, if I may say myself. Can we get into the movie at hand?
Please.
You had a terrible choice to make in Berlin. One life over millions. And now the world is at risk.
This is the CIA's mission. If he had held on to the plutonium, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
His team would be dead.
Yes, they would. That's the job. You don't understand what you're involved in.
You need to walk away.
Please don't make me go through you.
How many times has Hunt's government betrayed him, disavowed him, cast him aside? How long before a man like that has had enough?
Ethan, that's not who we are.
Maybe we need to reconsider that.
So, how is he?
Oh, you know, same old Ethan.
That was the trailer for 2018's Mission Impossible Fallout, directed by Christopher McQuarrie, starring Tom Cruise, Simon Pegg, Ving Rhames, Rebecca Ferguson. The list goes on and on. Henry Cavill, Superman. They got fucking Superman for this movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andy.
Yeah.
Care to take a stab at the budget?
I will say the budget is a cool $170 million.
You're so close. $178.
I'll take it.
Will you?
I get it.
Is that 10%?
Well, yeah. 10%.
All right, 10%. Okay. Opening.
$40 million.
$61 million. Domestic total?
$350 million.
$220
million.
You learn nothing.
I don't know.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. $768 million.
$791 million. Yeah, you're within 10%. You're within 79 there.
Boom.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Critics
all agree.
97. Oh. Excuse me.
Audience.
91.
88.
Okay.
So you scored three.
That's pretty good. I got three
out of six.
Back, baby.
A cool 50%.
Like. That's hard to get. Pulling random figures. It's not like picking a number between 1 and 10. It's literally between 1 and a billion. This could be.
A billion.
Yeah.
I mean, it was close. Yeah, it was 791 million. Okay. Some IF for you.
Please.
A sequel for Rogue Nation was greenlit before its release. They were so confident in the film that they had produced. How about that? They didn't even wait for the box office. They
were
the
last movie.
Yeah, so before Rogue Nation came out, they were like, development starts on number six right now. Macquarie was convinced to come back by TC to direct and write, being the first director to pull double duty in the series. However, he stated that if I'm going to be back to direct, I want it to feel like it's a different director in the chair. He wanted to make it a little bit darker.
Yeah.
He wanted to make it... he wanted to better explore Ethan's abilities, his morality, and his personal relationships. Because he felt like he'd become a bit of a cipher over the past couple of movies.
What's that mean?
Like, it's just Ethan Hunt on the surface. There's nothing...
Nothing brewing underneath there. Okay.
Which is kind of right, but it's also right for the character if you think of, like, what the first movie is and, like, how he actually... By five, we were saying he'd cut everybody out of his life. Yeah. And now he's letting them back in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little squirrel. the original script was only 33 pages long. For context, it should be a minute per page.
Okay.
So the original script...
So it should have been about 1,000 pages. I'm just kidding.
It was mostly as an outline driven by the filming locations that the production had identified to go along with the big set pieces plan. You know, that's how they do. Macquarie that said that he had a bunch of ideas that couldn't have been used in Rogue Nation were repurposed for Fallout, such as the mousetrap sequence at the start where they trick the guy in the bed.
Huh?
They call that a mousetrap where he's like in the fake room.
Oh yeah, and it falls apart. Yeah.
That was like the Rogue Nation script that he couldn't get it to work. He also wanted to kill off a central character to up the stakes. But he didn't want it to be Benji or Luther because he felt like the movie would not recover from it if you did that. Which I kind of agree with.
Yeah.
He was going to kill Brandt, but Jeremy Renner was unavailable due to his Marvel obligation.
I didn't even notice he was.
He was filming like Infinity War.
That's
and
got to have annoyed
Endgame.
Because they made a point of bringing him in, was going to be the... Granted, he didn't become the new Cruise.
That's
but
the thing. Like, I think... He was like, okay, like, I'll do this. And then he was like, you know what? Like, I've got my other thing going on. And he said it kind of takes a lot of time away from the family. So he kind of, I'll just stick with Marvel.
Okay.
Because I think he was locked in to those ones. They lock in for like a 9-picture deal when you sign on. Production was halted for several months after Tom Cruise broke his ankle during filming, jumping between buildings. Did you notice it?
No.
Did you not remember this?
No.
It's big news. He's on Graham Norton and all.
Oh, I remember him talking about it, actually.
It's when they're in London and he does the jump in between the two buildings and like he gets up and you see him kind of limp.
Yeah.
Then he broke his ankle. It makes it into the movie. Like he broke his ankle there, but like he grabs onto the building and it like clacks off the front of it.
Oh.
So like it's that whole running sequence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So after that bit, they had to halt production for a few months.
Wow, a few months.
Until he could like... come back and film it again, like,
wow,
because he is at this time I think he is 56 at this stage, so like
I mean he looks great, don't get me wrong,
for a 56 year old,
yeah,
you know, like
I mean it's a rich 50 but still it's, you know, he looks great.
What's a rich 50?
Just someone who can afford money to look after themselves, you know?
Yeah, like he's been quite smart I think with his plastic surgery.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not, like, dramatic. Like, he lets himself have bags under his eyes.
Yeah.
And, like...
That's the key.
He gets a little nip and a tuck here and there, but, like...
Less is more.
100%.
Yeah, no, that's the key.
This actually allowed McHugh to fine-tune some unfinished scenes in the script, but the delay inflated the budget slightly. Because they've been coming in at about 150.
Yeah.
And this was, like, 178. I mean... Dead Reckoning, I'll have a whole fucking paragraph on...
The budget?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Everything. Sean Harris wanted his character, Solomon Lane, to be killed. But Macquarie and TC convinced him to return as they had future ideas for him. Oh. I actually thought he died in this one, but he didn't.
Oh.
In my head, I'm like, yeah, they kill him in that house.
The bearded guy?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Solomon Lane, Andy. Yeah, you know him.
I don't know.
Similarly, Alec Baldwin agreed to return on the explicit condition that he gets a good death. He did not want to come back. I'm like, why wouldn't you want to? You get paid like $1 million.
So he didn't really want to come back and do this
No.
one?
Ah. But like, I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because like, He's in it way less this time around.
Yeah.
But like, you stand around and kind of spout some great lines and look cool and then go home with your money.
Seems like a pretty easy gig. I mean, just look at fucking Ving Rhames. Like,
hey, man.
Tom Cruise looks after his buddies.
So like, I don't know. That to me was kind of strange. The Halo jump sequence. Any idea what Halo stands for?
No.
High altitude, low opening.
Oh.
That's the, you know, jump out of the plane sequence.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you watch the thing?
Yeah. I didn't know what Halo meant. I still didn't know what you meant.
For those in the know, there is my beloved top 25 movies of the year for 2018. This racks in at number 8.
Oh, that?
Yeah, yeah.
I watched it, but I didn't have the sound on.
Oh, the sound is the whole thing.
I know. I was watching it.
You have headphones, right?
I was in a recording. I didn't want to risk it by putting it on and just hear, like, sorry about that. Like, can you go again?
Yeah, it's like, you know, risk and
risk management.
Like, so the song that they put it to is Shallow by
I do like
Lady
that song.
Gaga, and it's like him jumping out of the plane, like, I'm in the deep end.
I want to see it again.
No, it's fucking class, man. Yeah. Great.
I want to see it again.
But that was filmed after Principal Photography had wrapped. It was the last thing they did. And it was filmed in the United Arab Emirates, as it was the only country that would legally allow them to complete the stunt.
So he really skydove.
Yes. And then digital. The storm is digital photography.
Yeah.
And Paris below is digital photography.
But the stuff where your man is free-falling, Henry Superman.
That's stunt double.
And Tom Cruise is trying to get to him and come back and get him again.
That's real.
Woo.
It's mental. Like, this is why these movies are the fucking best. Like, I'm sitting there watching it. I'm like, that's real.
I was thinking, like,
that's fucking real.
It's like, surely they're above like a green screen air thing. Nope. Or, you know, I was like, how can the cameraman be so good?
There's a video of the cameraman filming another cameraman. So Tom Cruise jumps out, a cameraman jumps out, and then another cameraman is like filming the two of them. Like, it's
for like behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's fucking deadly.
Wow.
TC performed a single take stunt 106 times, including practice jumps. And to prepare, he inhaled pure oxygen for 20 minutes beforehand. Each jump allowed only 3 minutes of filming per day, due to lighting, because it was like near sunset.
Right.
And
jumping out of the plane.
Yeah.
He did that 106 times.
Yes. But they only got 3 usable takes.
Like, he jumped out of that plane 106 times.
Yeah. Like, including practice jumps and stuff. So, like, yeah. And again, he's like taking oxygen on for 20 minutes beforehand.
Jesus.
Man, like,
it's insane.
Like, we don't know. We should be down on our fucking knees kissing his hairy ball bag.
And let me ask you something. Is the general consensus, because I put out a clip there of us talking about Tom Cruise. It did shit. But thanks a lot. But is the general consensus anti-Tom Cruise in the general?
Not now.
Is it not?
No. Like, people are like, he's our savior.
My mother commented. Like,
hate him. Fucking hate him. But there is that. Like, I think people who like films,
yeah,
are like, no, this guy's the best.
Yeah.
Other people who are like,
oh, I don't like him.
Tom Cruise, that weirdo. You're like, there is that out there.
Non-lovers of cinema.
But, you know, I think people who like don't even like go on social media for that. Like, anybody who like, you see him on a talk show.
Yeah.
They're like, he was really good on the talk show, wasn't he? Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're like, say my mom, like people like that, like they're like,
yeah,
I'll like say, oh, the Tom Cruise film, and they're like, oh, I don't watch them.
Yeah,
like, why not?
Yeah,
I don't like him.
I don't like him.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, you're fucking crazy.
And you know what? It's usually to do with some sort of relationship. Like, my mom would be like, oh, we don't like, we're watching Gogglebox, something's like, oh, he cheated on blah 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 with blah blah blah, so we don't like him. And
fair enough.
It's always something like that.
To each their own, but like,
yeah.
It's like, I don't like how he treated Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's fair enough. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But he fucking rips.
Andy, I'm dying to know.
Okay. Now, let me tell you. I have to admit, first of all, I really liked it. Okay. But I wouldn't put it in the sort of 3, 4, 5, 6. I didn't think it was as good as Ghost Protocol or possibly even Rogue Nation.
Well, you had Rogue Nation ahead of Ghost Protocol, so.
Was Rogue Nation the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rogue Nation I would put ahead.
Yeah.
It was probably, maybe Burton Ghost Protocol. But I was like, yes, fucking, here we go. I kind of felt like there was something about it. There was something lacking for me. And I couldn't put my finger, and I was thinking about it today. I was like, what is it? Because like the stunts were unreal. Unreal. Some of the best ones that in the whole
franchise.
They are
the best ones.
Yeah. But you know what?
They are.
I felt like there was something a bit, like this is ironic because it's the most real stunts you'll ever see. Like there was something artificial about it for me. I felt like I was noticing a lot of CGI in a lot of
what CGI?
I don't know, like
fucking tell
helicopter
me.
Stuff or
helicopter stuff. I mean, what at the end, like
just I don't know. Like there was a few times where
the helicopter stuff is like he's flying that helicopter, he's climbing that rope.
It looked like he really was.
He is. Yeah. Like, it doesn't. There's no look about it.
Didn't even. It
that's
didn't even,
real. Like,
it didn't even look. It didn't even look like it was a movie when he was climbing. It looked like a documentary. Like, it was he is definitely climbing.
He has
that
a wire
rope.
That's you know invisible. Yeah. He's climbing that rope. He's hanging on.
Listen,
that
don't get me wrong.
Payload.
You're coming in hot now.
Yeah, I am. It's like because I disagree vehemently.
I liked it, and I thought the stunts were brilliant. Right, so we've nailed that. I've said that. I think the part right. I was writing down some of my thoughts today. Right.
Right.
So things I loved. Will we start with that?
Yes, please. Yeah.
The skydive thing, fucking class,
unreal.
Okay,
man. best thing you'll see in a movie.
Fucking class. Yeah. I agree with you. That was fucking brilliant. Now that I know that he actually did it as well, I thought it was fucking class. When I thought like it was just a fucking
go watch the video.
I would actually love to.
Fucking deadly.
I would love to. The hospital scene where the walls come off. Fucking yes.
So like this is why I love this movie is that it starts off and you're like, this is kind of weird. This is kind of slow. This is like.
And like, Cruz is like, let me at him. I'm like, that's so unlike
that's
Ethan
not
Hunt.
Ethan. Like, you know, he's like, oh, he's living alone in Belfast. And you know, he shoots Luther in the chest to stop your man. But then, and then the fucking wall, when the walls come down, you're like, oh, like I remember sitting in the cinema being like pumping my fist, like hooting
kicking,
and hollering.
Kicking the chair in front of you, like, fucking, yes!
And it was a packed cinema in, like, the screen one in the Savoy. I was like, yes!
I thought, so that was class. I thought the motorcycle chase, I thought, was good. That's the part that looked a little bit CGI to me.
Fuck you. That's real, man.
It looked, why is it, this movie looked more than others, like, there was special effects. Am I crazy?
You're crazy, like, because I remember being in the cinema and being like, holy fucking, like, oh, it's choreographed, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, that's real. Like, that's him on the bike in the fucking, what's that roundabout in France? Crazy roundabout, like.
But, like, the parts where they're fucking bombing it through traffic.
Yeah.
That was all
that's
real?
That's real.
All of it?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, shut my mouth, I guess,
and it looks fine. Like, the camera work, the fucking noise. I'm like, of her being like vroom, 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 on her bike. Oh man, oh the lally.
I thought the bathroom brawl was fucking class.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. And Henry Cavill, is that the same Henry Cavill? He looks like he's made out of AI. Like he looks like Superman.
He is Superman.
The fucking on him.
The best bit in the whole movie, well not maybe not the whole movie, but like one of the best bits of like he does some like little subtle things, but like he like cocks his arms when he's doing that fight. He does like a little and then like he starts digging your man. It's like I was like, yes, Henry.
I feel like his punches would hurt so bad.
You know what's great about it?
Yeah,
is and it kind of clicked for me this time. That's a near wordless
kind of
exchange.
Yeah.
Like, and it's almost like a comedy.
His whole role is almost wordless.
No, but like
you know
what I mean? that whole fight, it's almost like a comedy because it's like. You know, like fucking Happy Gilmore. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Like he, at one point, he gets like punched in the throat. He's like, oh. and it's just, But like, I'm like, it's so visceral. Like, and even like Tom Cruise is getting his ass handed to him. And then he's like, just like charges at your man, like through a wall.
That's fucking brilliant. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
The truck chase I thought was actually quite good.
The truck chase is great.
It's all kind of, yeah, all that sort of stuff. I like
that's, again, an almost wordless thing as well, where they do the heist of Solomon Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that bit where the water
comes
at him. He's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a wall of water.
Nightmare.
I know.
I know. I know. But like you have that, and it's only when like he takes his hood off, he's like, that's Ilsa. And he's like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll tell you, now I'll admit I've seen this somewhere else, but I agreed with it. But it said, I was reading something, I was like, the action scenes, you never lose the sense of geography.
No.
With the action
scene. Perfect,
scenes.
Like, and it's really like, good direction. Like.
Yeah, so I really appreciate that because you see it in bad, it's in bad action movies where it's just clang, clang, like a Michael Bay movie or something where it's like clang. You're like, what's happening here?
What
it's too quick. They're using quickness and blurriness to disguise bad directing.
I remember, remember we watched The Rock.
Yeah.
And it was just like, shake the camera.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what did we skip over there? It doesn't matter, like, you know.
Like, fuck you. whereas this was very, you knew exactly what was happening. It was very clean. It was still intense. Obviously, like, Cruise did a lot of most of the shit himself.
Because the driving, like.
Yeah, you know. Like, it was seriously impressive. I can't, I'm using the words impressive here about the movie. Here's what I was trying to articulate as to stuff I didn't really like, okay? I thought that certain characters... Now, look, just wait till I get to the end before you jump over the table, okay? I thought certain characters were a little bit half-baked, if you know what I mean, if I'm using that term correctly.
Elaborate and tell me.
I thought Henry Cavill's character and I thought Solomon Lane's character were just... I know you've obviously established Solomon Lane in the
he's an anarchist.
But... I don't know. I felt like there was maybe a couple of characters too many that didn't quite get their depth. I don't know. I don't know. It was a bit long.
It's 2.5 hours. It does not feel like 2.5 hours.
This is the first time where I was thinking, this is a bit long. And I hadn't thought that about any of the previous ones.
Next one's like 10 minutes longer.
Oh, great. It felt a bit slower. Do you know what? Right, you're going to hate this one. It felt a bit less fun. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like a bit less of a novelty or like, not novelty, but
it's
like.
It's darker. It is a darker movie.
It was a bit more serious. Because, which, you know, that's fine. They meant to do that.
The whole thing, there was an earlier draft of the movie where Tom Cruise as John Lark like goes down that path and he does kill people.
Yeah.
At the White Widow's behest and stuff like that. They kind of rightly moved away from that, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like it is a darker movie.
Yeah, like, so like it was just slightly. And then the last thing I thought was I thought that the interactions between the characters themselves wasn't quite as compelling as the other ones. Do you know what I mean?
That like in what way?
Just in there was a few deep ish moments where it's like Luther and Cruz's wife and all this sort of stuff. I liked that, but I just thought that the interactions between them, mainly between Cruz and the various. Between Cruz and Peg, Cruz and Luther, and Cruz, like just Cruz and his team.
He's kind of separated from his team for a lot of it. Like, you know, it's Cruz and Walker for most of it.
You know,
so it's like him, and then they're kind of off. They join up for a little bit. You know, really, like they get back together after the first fiasco. They get back together when they take Lane, and they meet up with Alec Baldwin again, and they have. You know, Salma Lane captured.
Like, yeah.
That's a good hour plus into the movie. It's a good hour of the... Yeah. Because the movie moves so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, literally, after they get the location, it's like Cruz and Baldwin on a plane.
Yeah.
And they're doing the fucking jump. Straight away, you're like, 25 minutes into this movie, we're doing the fucking Halo jump.
Yeah.
And then you have the fucking nightclub scene. And then you have the fucking heist scene or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a good... an hour 20 or so before he gets the breather and he meets Ilsa again and they have the conversation and stuff like that,
like it's jam packed, I will say that. Like, you're not, I wouldn't necessarily even say, like, normally with a movie this length I would at some point be bored. I wasn't bored.
You shouldn't be.
No, I wouldn't, even me, I wasn't bored. But like,
can I ask you,
yeah,
the new additions, what did you think of the White Widow?
this Siobhan, the blonde one.
Yeah.
I liked her. Yeah.
You know who she's supposed to be?
No.
She's the daughter of Vanessa Redgrave in the first movie. My dear boy.
My boy.
Yeah, my dear boy. You are delightful, oh, aren't you? Yeah. So, like, she's daughter
I
of Max.
I did not know that.
Well, she mentions it a few times where she's like, Max liked to do this. But it very you could very easily miss it. When she's having her speech in the nightclub. And that fucking bit is great as well, where she's talking about it and like Cruz is like,
they're after him, but he makes her think they're after her. That was great.
She's like, I'd like to go home now, please.
Yeah,
you know?
That was great. And by the way, I've got my line reading. I never have my
line
reading.
I was going to text you to be like,
I fucking got it this time.
I've got it.
I bet you it's the same one.
I doubt it.
You sure?
Yeah. Right. And Alec Baldwin gets a good death.
He does get a good death.
The mask play, like we talked about at the start with like Peg as well. That's great. Like, did we get it?
Yeah.
He's like, what?
We got it.
What's happening? And he's like, it's like, oh.
Fucking
and
yes.
Then when they do the switch, the Texas switch with like Benji as Solomon Lane.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, she's right. It's just all Halloween. he just like rips it by the forehead. It's just a business.
Surprise.
Yeah.
What did you think of Henry Cavill? Cable?
Brilliant. Yeah. I love him. I think he's fantastic in the role. I mean,
he looks so much like Superman.
I kind of understand what you're saying. On first view, I kind of felt the same thing about Cavill. Like, you're like, he's the bad guy? And then you're like, yeah, he's the bad guy. He's the bad guy from the start.
Yeah.
It's glaringly obvious second time around. He's like, he's doing all... And he literally, like, he hands the dossier to your one, like, Hunt is doing all this stuff that is actually me. I just rubbed out my name and I wrote Ethan Hunt on it. And so you can have that. That's fine. You know?
He is... do you know what? I thought...
It was smart bringing him in, like, you know?
I liked his addition.
Yeah.
I thought that at the start... His acting was a little bit wooden.
I like it, man.
He's like, come on. You know that sort of like, come on, Ethan, you're not going to get rid of me that easy.
Yeah.
Or like when they're in the thing, it's like, get out of my way. Or whatever it was.
I love that. Like, he's like, just like pulls it out.
There was
out,
a few times where I was a bit like, but that's just being cynical.
This is Luther's best movie.
Yeah, he has the most to do in it.
And he gives pathos with his speech with Ilsa and
like
his speech
that,
with Michelle Monaghan's back.
Yeah.
You know, the old freckle face herself.
Michelle Monaghan? Who?
Julia.
His wife
from movie number 3.
Who's this fucking douche of a husband that she's with?
You know
now?
Who that is?
Who?
That plastic bag is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
The kid with the video camera from American Beauty?
Yeah.
No.
Talk about a glow up, huh?
You look great. Every man, maybe bar Simon Pegg, in this movie, and Solomon Lane.
I think Solomon Lane
fantastic.
Looks great in this. Like,
I mean,
like there's times where he's standing there with his hair slicked back and the beard.
Yeah.
Like, man, that guy's fucking rocking.
He's a really interesting face. I will say that.
Definitely.
Very interesting face.
And I love the ending to this movie where they have like, basically, you know, the bomb. There's no way to stop the bomb until the timer starts, and then they're like, we just have to like go with that he hasn't done it, you know, like the fact.
So explain to me what that was, because it seemed like
they need
Tom Cruise to do something before
they needed Tom Cruise to like take the little cap out of Henry Cavill's walkie talkie thing that had the stuff on it, because like that at the end where they're fighting on the cliff edge and like Tom Cruise keeps reaching for the walkie, that's because he needed to take like a little cap out of it.
Yeah.
And then only then could they cut the cables, but they had to do it.
So if they cut the cable before he took the cap out, it would blow up.
Exactly. Right. And that's why when they cut it, it's like white.
Yeah.
And it's just him like staring into the sun.
I knew it was related in some way, but I was like, what are they waiting for?
Yeah.
And I didn't quite
I love how Ilsa gets to like, you know, beat the shit out of Lane by herself. Like, you know, he gets a jump on her. She's tied up. And like she breaks out of the chair while Benji
is
like possibly gonna die.
Yeah.
Like
that was
good stakes, man. Good.
That was good. I thought she left it too late to save him.
I thought it was really clever where it's like they're talking about, okay, this is what we have to do. We have to do this, this, and this, and they're driving into the village. And then they get out and she's like, Ethan?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit. Like it's like and like he's just completely like he hasn't talked to a normal person in like yeah, 5 years. You know what I mean? Like,
I I don't want to be painted with the brush that I did not care for this one, but I was. I suppose there was a little bit of underwhelm for me in that I was gearing up for this to be the big fucking cheese.
Okay, well, it is the big cheese. What's your?
Well, you're wrong. It is the big cheese. What's your rating? I would give it. I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
You fucking can't go lower than an 8. 10 for me.
Ooh.
This for me is like the best.
This is the one.
This is the best one of these. And it's up there with the best action movies of the last decade. I mean, this...
I'd love to watch it again already, to be honest. Like, just so I can, you know...
This and Fury Road are like... Probably
I've seen
my
some
top
comparisons,
two.
Yeah.
Just because Fury Road is all...
I thought Fury Road was dog shit.
Oh, we gotta do it. Like, it's so,
I turned it off. I was like,
it's
I don't
so
like this at all.
Fucking good.
Is
it's
it?
Unreal. Like, and
what
it's
am
like,
I missing? Am I,
it's like 90 minutes, 100 minutes, maybe. Like, it's not. Even, it's not that long. Maybe.
And I love Tom Hardy. Like, you know,
it's just fucking wall to wall action. It was just constant action. It's deadly. You stop.
Oh, I think that maybe that was my problem.
You drive
like a
this
music
way.
Music video.
This is the thing. You drive this way. You take a big breath. You stop for like 5 minutes and you turn around and drive back the same way. And like, it's fucking, it's so simple. It's brilliant. Like,
it's so simple. You egghead writers would have never thought of it.
All right, give me your Ed Harris Award.
For excellence in acting. I'm going to give it to Ving Rhames.
Me too,
one.
Man. Yeah,
I
got it.
I thought he did good.
He did very good because he feels so bad about him being the reason why the whole thing is...
To save me. Yeah. I can't do it.
We're in this problem in the first place.
Can I give you my
please
Daniel Plainview line reading award? Yeah. It's when they're in the helicopter and Tom Cruise comes up beside him and it's so on Ethan Hunt. He's like, "That's right, prick." I was like, I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, "Ethan."
The bit from that part I love the most is he's like, "Yeah, speed." And he's like, "Power." Power. Yeah. like,
it was so on Ethan Hunt, that whole scene where I'm like, who is this guy? Like, he's talking to himself.
Favorite, we have actually, I haven't even mentioned her, is like Angela Bassett as Erica Sloan, who's like Henry Cavill's boss at the CIA.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she's fucking deadly, first of all. But when he's like, Baldwin's like, he's like, he would have left, his team would have been killed. And she's like, he should have let them. He's like, That's the job.
I'm
like,
fuck.
When she says, "That's the job." I'm like, yes, it is. You're right.
There's some, and just on that scene, I actually thought, like, I was actually thinking that's good acting for Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin's great in this. Like, scene where he's like, "What do you think he's here for?" Erica Sloan's number one plumber. He's an assassin.
Yeah.
You know?
He's so good.
And it's like, that's all part of a performance, though, because he's like, afterwards he's like, "I understand why you guys like this, doing this stuff so much."
The bit I was talking about was like the scene where they're about to get on the plane and it was just the subtlety of it where he's just like, you know, "Coming over here was a lateral move, some say a step down, like, don't make me regret it, you know." It's like,
"But I did it because of you."
Don't make me regret it. And then when your one's talking to him, he's like, "Get a confession from a guy we can't trust," and blah blah blah. He's like, "No." It was so Jack Donny that, like, no.
I'm sad that they killed him off, to be honest.
I was just getting used to him.
I'll tell you who's back next.
Who?
All right, Hunt.
Oh, your man.
Kittredge, baby.
Ah, yes.
He's back. And I tell you who else is in the next one that I did not know. It was a big grin on my face
Should
when I saw him.
Me?
Yeah, he's like a bureaucrat, isn't
it? All right.
Here comes the clown.
Cary Elwes?
Yeah. Hallie.
Yes.
He's
Robin
good.
Hood himself.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love these movies.
Well, look, I'm loving them too. Yeah. With this one, that was just, there was something.
This
that
is
I
the best one, Andy, and you will come around.
And I was looking at some reviews today. I'm like, "What are people?" I was like, "Nope." Everyone pretty much universally agrees.
This is the best.
That's why I was trying to put my finger on. I'm like, "What?" Like, rather, I was trying to be informed this time, rather than just like, "Oh, I don't know, didn't like it, too long." I was trying to.
I thought the length, I thought the length might have been a bit. But
it was a bit.
It is less. Like, 5 is more of a romp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 5 is like, hey, we're in Hawaiian shirts and we're driving around Casablanca. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Luther's got his pork pie hat on. They're like, you had to get the 4x4, huh? Like, this one is a little bit darker, but every time I'm watching, I'm like Kurt Russell, like, that's real. That's real. Tom Cruise killing himself for our amusement.
This cannot be acting. Get it?
This cannot be the future.
Get it? On that note, Terry.
Why don't you tell the good folks at home where they can find us?
You can find us. And now, you are obviously lost because you're not finding us on Instagram because my last two posts tanked. But you can find us. Just to confirm. What's So Great About Pod is the name. Maybe some of you are confused out there. It's What's So Great About Pod. So when you see it, if you've gotten this far in the pod, you're obviously an avid listener. So you're obviously on Instagram. Everyone's on Instagram. Just like it. Just do me a personal favor, okay?
Yeah. You can find us there or on Twitter as well.
Yeah, WSGA Pod if you want.
Or you can come join the party over behind the paywall on Patreon. €5 a month gets you access to all our back catalogue.
Keep going. I'm doing Sandstorm.
Okay, why?
Because the party's on Patreon.
But Sandstorm?
Isn't that the song? Yeah, because I'm pretending like it's behind closed doors. Just they can hear the party. They can come in if they want.
Okay. Anyway, that threw me off completely.
Hey, Terry, bring some drinks.
Yeah, you get access to all our back catalogues. Our first ever What's So Great About miniseries, What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About 90s Action Movie. That was curated by Mr. Cantwell himself. We have What's So Great About Ryan Gosling. That was suggested by one of our loyal listeners. So if you have any suggestions
you
might want to do. Okay, great. Well, you can tell us over behind the paywall and we will do it for you. And we also got What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies. If you want to listen to an episode about After Earth and how shit it is, or Suicide Squad, or Bright, or
Gemini Man.
Genesis Man. Cecilio. I love you. I'm in 2D.
Phil Collins. Yeah. Lead role.
Hey, he's 73 today.
Hey.
How about that? Oh, synergy. Now, if you can't afford the £5 a month, well, you know.
Fuck off.
We got Don Imus in here. If you can't afford it, I understand. But you can do me another favor. You can give me a rating on the review. Now, Andy, in this movie, there were 3 nuclear warheads in play. But I don't fucking want a 3-star review.
I want
a 5-star review.
Has he done the review yet?
Yeah. do me a favor, or you know, you can share one of our posts, tell a friend, tag a friend, all that good stuff.
Just like it.
Andy,
fucking like it.
Andy's new thing is he wants likes. I'm all about the views.
The views are fine, but the ratio's off, Terry. There was one post that got fuck all views and fuck all likes. That's fair enough because the ratio's fine. There was one other post that got the same amount of views and pits. I mean pittance. It was embarrassing. I wanted to take it off. Didn't even share one of them on my social.
Well, maybe if you share it, more people.
No, shouldn't have to.
This is the game. You've got more followers. Forget it. We'll talk about this off mic. Anyway, next week we are back for the final installment of our Mission Impossible miniseries. And then I've got a brand new one up our sleeve.
I can't believe I never even thought that a new series is being announced.
I got some good ones. And you got a choice. All right?
I was going to say, do I have some sort of choice?
You have a choice. So I'm going to give you 3 different types.
Okay.
So
great.
It might be an actor, might be a director, might be a genre.
Oh.
I'm thinking about throwing in a year as well.
Oh.
Okay, so
yes,
once you choose one of these ones, it's locked in, and then you'll have a choice of 2 for that category.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, it is fun, and I love doing this shit. Like,
brilliant.
My notes, my color cards, and all.
If he picks this, I go with that. If he picks this, I go with that.
Charlie Kelly.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Everybody up, Terry. Everybody's looking for you upstairs.
It's all they're talking about.
Until then, we will see you for Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. And then Keenan killed all Chris's friends.
Keenan's like,
oh, man. Oh, what a show.
Show.